USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration plans to end its use of Title 42, a Trump-era pandemic border policy that allows the government to immediately turn away illegal immigrants at the southern border by the end of May. Doing away with the policy has many people asking questions, including Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly.
I'm really concerned that the Biden administration right now, they do not have a plan in place to deal with this. And, you know, hospitals and border communities they're really spread thin.
That audio courtesy of Fox 10 in Phoenix, Arizona. A tornado has touched down just south of Jackson, Mississippi. Parts of Arkansas, Illinois, Tennessee, and Missouri are all under tornado warnings as a strong storm system rumbles through the south. Storms expected to continue tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
More working Americans are failing drug tests. Quest Diagnostics found the overall rate of positive drug tests increased 2.2% last year to 4.6%, a 20-year high. One of the biggest jumps was the number of positive marijuana tests, increasing 50% since 2017. A new poll out says the majority of Americans give the thumbs up to President Biden's pick for the Supreme Court.
Two-thirds of Americans said if they were senators, they would vote to confirm President Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, according to a new Marquette Law School poll published on Wednesday. 1,000 people were polled between March 14th through the 24th. It should be noted 837 of the interviews were conducted before Jackson's confirmation hearings began.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 65 points today. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Joe Biden announces the launch of a new website, COVID.gov. That website will help Americans access COVID-19 resources. He also stresses the need for more coronavirus funding.
If we need a different vaccine for the future to combat a new variant, we're not going to have enough money to purchase it. We cannot allow that to happen.
President Biden also received his second COVID-19 booster shot. Some members of Congress feel the Biden administration has been too slow in responding to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. At a House Armed Services Committee hearing on national security challenges facing Europe, ranking Republican member from Alabama, Mike Rogers, stresses that timing is crucial in the fight against Russia.
We should have started back in Thanksgiving with visible, aggressive deliveries of lethal aid to Ukraine. Instead, the White House wasted months. The first presidential drawdown package didn't start flowing to Ukraine until January of this year.
A bipartisan group of senators is requesting specifics from the Biden administration on the defense aid that the United States has already provided to Ukraine since Russia began its invasion. A new study out in the Journal of the American Heart Association shows having two servings of an avocado reduced the risk of heart attacks by over 20%. A serving was defined as roughly half an avocado. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.